When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. If you know me, great. If you don't, nice to meet you. Welcome to my circle. You may want to circle back to the mini intro episode to find out a bit about me. Either way, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, as always, I say there are so many bands in the world that do not get the respect that they deserve. And while the band we are going to talk about today has gotten plenty of respect in the rock and roll world, in the industrial world, the metal world, I really think the mainstream is missing out on the consistent might of Marilyn Manson. And he got a little inconsistent for a little while. I'm not going to get too deep into the more recent records that he released. I haven't sat with them long enough. Nothing like struck me as like, oh man, this is my new jam. But I thought they were pretty damn good, actually. All three of the recent records that that Manson's released in like the past 8 years, he's put out a bunch of things. I think he's back with Twiggy, or at least for some of them, which is great. And you know, Twiggy's such an important part of the sound. Twiggy Ramirez, the guitar player who started it all. Shout out to Twiggy. I know Twiggy a little bit. I know Manson just a little bit too. He was very kind to me when I interviewed him back in the day on MTV2. I am a big, big Marilyn Manson fan. But these albums to me, he covers it in the Golden Age of Grotesque, which we'll get into in a little bit, but everything has been said before, nothing left to say anymore. But We Are Chaos, released in 2020, Heaven's Upside Down in 2017, and The Pale Emperor in 2015 are all pretty cool. The Pale Emperor has like a particularly kind of, country, western sound to it. It's kind of dreary. The drearier his material becomes, the less I'm excited about it, because I'm not like a super dreary person. But if you like dreary music, it's pretty cool, like dreary Johnny Cash or whatever. I think around this time he did that cover of The Man With No Name, famous Johnny Cash song. Anyway, those albums are worth checking out. But really, if you want to get into Marilyn Manson, I'm going to give you, the three albums to do it. And it's really going to be like five albums, because I see online how hard everybody pushes for some of these other albums, which I like a lot, but aren't necessarily my favorite. But the ones that are my favorite, I'm going to get into in just a bit, because the thing that I think actually is the best way to get into Marilyn Manson is the way most people got into Marilyn Manson in the first place, which is through some of the great cover songs. The early one that really opened up the gates for Manson was Sweet Dreams. I remember not being able to get the album at the time after hearing Sweet Dreams and being really excited about it, because I always loved Sweet Dreams and I liked his cover, and I thought, well, at least he has good taste in music. And I went downstairs and I got my hands on Portrait of American Family, which is Marilyn Manson's first album, and I'm going to talk about that in a bit. That is one of my favorite albums of all time. My Desert Island record. Yeah, absolutely. That's one for me. But Sweet Dreams was on this other record that came after it and before, as he was working with Trent Reznor before they did their big opus, which a lot of people think is the best Manson record ever, which is Antichrist Superstar. It's not my favorite, but I do love that record. It's an awesome one. It's very dark. We'll get into it in a little bit. But the covers of Sweet Dreams, that was really like the beginning of that collaboration between those two brilliant people. I'm definitely a big Trent Reznor fan, and some great things came out of it. Around this time also, there's a little known cover of Down in the Park. I don't know who originated the song, but it's a very cool, creepy tune. Recommend that. His cover of Highway to Hell is pretty sweet. Tainted Love is great. Apparently he's got a cover of Surrender, which I couldn't find anywhere, but I bet that's probably pretty cool. Personal Jesus is another great one. Oh, and the Johnny Cash cover is actually God's Gonna Cut You Down. Sorry, I had it wrong. And then I recently did Cry Little Sister. I'm not a big fan on that. I Put a Spell on You's another favorite. That's an early one. That was on that same record with Sweet Dreams. And more recently, there's a great duet between him and Rob Zombie doing Helter Skelter, which is freaking awesome. Really, really recommend that. I actually, as soon as I heard that, I shared it with my girlfriend. I was like, yeah, check this shit out. It's fucking awesome. Anyway, let's start with Portrait of American Family. Now, I'm a punk guy. That's really where my heart is. And honestly, when the Trent Reznor stuff hit and the Antichrist, when I first heard Antichrist Superstar, I was sort of like devastated that he had ruined my band, because he made them so serious at what they were doing. What they were doing earlier, I've heard it been called silly. I've heard it called all sorts of things. It was great. He was getting into a lot of different dark issues, but really with great melodies and great rhythms behind the stuff. And I mean, generally speaking, this entire album is amazing. I was so excited to be able to include Marilyn Manson on the Strangeland soundtrack when I was the music consultant. I picked most of the music. One of the few songs that I didn't pick, actually, was my least favorite song on this record, which I think is it Sweet Tooth or is it Snake Eyes and Sissies? I gotta see. It's one of the songs that I don't like listen to a lot. And oh, see, I found out that technically this is fair use if I do this, so it's okay. Is it Snake Eyes and Sissies? No, I like Snake Eyes and Sissies. That's why I have it. Man, it's Sweet Tooth, I think, maybe, or Dogma. Yeah, Sweet Tooth. Yeah, there's this weird song called Sweet Tooth, which is like really just kind of like it's like sounds and stuff. But the rest of this album is freaking awesome. It starts off amazing, and I was hooked immediately because it was a great reference to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. He does a rendition of Willy Wonka's like poem or whatever it is that he's saying, you know, there's no earthly way of knowing which direction. It's so cool. That opens the record. And then like the first three songs are just killers. Cake and Sodomy is great. Great melodic and cool. Lunchbox is a really great like anti-bully anthem. And Organ Grinder is really cool. Then you got Cyclops Woman is pretty good. Dope Hat is one of my favorite songs of all time, followed by Get Your Gun on that, like two of my favorite Marilyn Manson songs, and Dope Hat in particular. It's just got this great beat. When you listen to it go, you know, it takes a second to like come in, but I mean, I'll play this little beat for you at the beginning of this song. You feel that? Yeah. Yeah. That was an inspiration for me as a songwriter, such a big one. I mean, like my favorite song, I guess that one of them that I've ever written is a song called Juggernaut, and I'll probably include that at the end of the song, because I mean, like, just the guitar part that I wrote to this thing, listening to this song over and over again, going, what a great beat. I've never heard anybody play a song with that beat before, and I've heard some people use it now, but it just had such a great swing. They weren't afraid to swing. It was just so experimental and cool, this album. It's filled with so many cool things. A lot of metal and hard rock fans know the song Get Your Gun. Great one. It was like the first big hit for them, and still gets played every now and then, but not as much as it should. Also Wrapped in Plastic and Dogma, incredible tunes. And then the last three songs are great: Snake Eyes and Sissies, My Monkey, and Misery Machine. My Monkey is a really kind of goofy, funny one, but they got a little girl singing the song about her monkey, and it's very cute and very funny. This album will make you smile, will let you rage. Has plenty of creepy ear candy and cool stuff, but mixed with a lot of really just moving and like stirring kind of punk, industrial rock, metal anthems. And it's so cool. And there's really not a lot of dreary, slow shit, which you will find in a lot of the Marilyn Manson albums. Pretty much the rest of the Marilyn Manson albums are like somewhere between like 35 to 60.
as you get into some of the worst ones and to some of the newer ones a little bit, really kind of dreary. The albums that are my favorite and I think are the most universal are a little bit more upbeat, and that is Portrait of an American Family, the originator, the follow-up to Antichrist Superstar called Mechanical Animals, which I love so much. And I think like was a little bit of an answer to people who said, oh, it got a little dark. And then also for me, it's the Golden Age of Grotesque, which I believe actually balances that Mechanical Animals and Antichrist Superstar in a really wonderful way and, you know, kind of ties a nice bow on it. But in between that, you've got Holy Wood, which is a favorite for a lot of people, and Antichrist Superstar, which was the one that kicked it off with Trent Reznor and like, you know, that much darker, much crazier sound. So, you know, but I, if you're a punk guy and you like comedy stuff and weirdo stuff, if you're a weirdo like me, listen to Portrait of American Family. Start there. And otherwise, if you're not a weirdo and you just want a really great album, I'm saying start with Mechanical Animals. This record is just really, it's just an incredible. I wish I remembered the exact quote, but you know, Manson's talked about sitting there with his co-writers and taking really beautiful melodies and just like deconstructing them until they made them kind of like ugly, but they were the foundations of what's there is still so beautiful. So what you end up having here is just this ugly opus, you know, it's this ugly masterpiece, a masterclass in making ugly things beautiful. You know, my sister Shai, she's got a clothing company and she loves to make ugly things beautiful, you know, and that idea about, you know, things that make you uncomfortable, things that are ugly, showing you how they can be beautiful, and it's very, very buried in, you know, a lot of people, that's why a lot of people don't appreciate Marilyn Manson as they should, because it seems very shock. He's actually really just like a wonderful, wonderful lyricist for one. I mean, it's all very dark things. And, you know, I don't want to get into any of the stuff, any accusations about him and stuff. I mean, like, this is about the music. And for those of you who've only heard the bad news as far as like accusations with Manson, he's also seems to be maybe possibly exonerated, or at least people, some things being pushed back against some of the things that have been said about him. But whatever it has been or hasn't been said about him, there's plenty of people who have done terrible things in history, but they've also done some wonderful things. And there's things to learn from this music. There's things to learn from this music. And I really believe in, you know, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I've talked to my father about that many times. I remember when the allegations about Manson in particular had first come out, my sister kind of got very upset that I'd even like brought them up, because it was sort of bothering me. It was making me reinterpret some lyrics. And my father said, you know, well, do you throw away the work because of, you know, the actions of the person? And, you know, one of my favorite bands of all time, I certainly don't want to. And, you know, as I really thought about it, this was a while ago now, I decided I wasn't going to. So that's what I have to say about that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anyway, the album opens up with this song, Great Big White World. It's really a great one. It's kind of one of those dreary ones, but it's still really poppy and really solid, and a great entry to the album. And then it just like it's just banger after banger. The Dope Show, which is a great catchy tune. Mechanical Animals, which is awesome, a favorite of mine. And Rock is Dead, which is also really great, inspiring tune. A lot of those ones were singles from the Manson, so you might have heard those ones. I won't talk about them too much. Disassociative is a pretty good song. The Speed of Pain is a pretty good song. The Post Human is a great one. I Want to Disappear is a really good one. I like that one a lot. And one of my favorites of all time, I Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me. It's just like just such a catchy and meaningful, cool, dark tune. It tastes and sounds like bubblegum pop, and it's just I love that one. Following that is another song that I like called The New Model, and The New Model is another one of my favorites. I really like that one's just another really catchy one that I am playing all the time, and I never hear that one enough. I've never heard that one on the radio or anywhere, but The New Model, I would just blast. I Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me, Mechanical Animals, The Dope Show, Rock is Dead, and The New Model just all the time. And all these other songs, you know, that like grew on me or whatever else. I mean, it just like this album is really solid. After that on the record is User Friendly, another really great one. And then the last three records are called Fundamentally Loathsome, The Last Day on Earth, and Coma White. They're not favorites, but they're all really solid tunes. A lot of them are the more kind of drearier songs, but again, the dreary is done really well on this album. So if you got the aversion to dreary, but you want to try to get into some stuff, this record is the one for you. And the Portrait of American Family record, that one is definitely amazing. Now, I looked online to see what the consensus was amongst other people, fans, you know, top 10 lists of the best Marilyn Manson records. And I in lots of ways, I wasn't super surprised. And in plenty of ways, I was. But I guess a lot of people who are the biggest fans of Marilyn Manson, even though I am, have become a fan of Marilyn Manson with that Antichrist Superstar record. They weren't exposed during the Portrait of American Family record, where it was a little bit like silly and punk rock and kind of just fun. You know, so those people, you know, their favorite is Antichrist Superstar. Their favorite is Hollywood, which are both really dark records. And I prefer the Golden Age of Grotesque, which I feel like really balances the greatness of Mechanical Animals, which, you know, most of these people could admit was top tier, you know, all in, you know, their top three or whatever it would be. The Golden Age of Grotesque is my preferred one to at least start with here. And, you know, we'll talk about those other two as well. It's really solid. It's another record that, like, I can listen to the whole thing, even though some of it is relatively dreary music. It's a little drearier than Mechanical Animals, but solid and cool, and a lot of great lyrical stuff going on this record. The upbeat, catchy tunes are some of my favorite, including This Is the New Shit, which is track two. Dull Digga Buzz Buzz Ziggity Zag, which is track three. And Use Your Fist and Not Your Mouth, which is track four, and The Golden Age of Grotesque, which is track five. And then in there in track three is Mob Scene, which was one of their singles, which is a solid one. It's not as meaningful to me or whatever. It's a little like vapid of like what it is, but it's a good song. And I mean, I was listening to those five just, you know, constantly all the time, and gradually got into the next few tracks, which are really good as well. Saint, and Kaboom Kaboom, really, really good ones, as well as Slut Garden and Spade. And then the album wraps up with track Power Noir, The Bright Young Things, which is a cool one, Better of Two Evils, which is a good one as well, and Voo Devil, which I really, really love. And then there's like a weird kind of creepy one called Obsequy, The Death of Art, that finishes the record. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of all vibe. You know, a lot of the stuff on some of these records for Manson are very vibey. It's like about like the ambiance and whatnot. So if you like stuff like that, that'll put you in a space and make you feel a certain something. I mean, it's not great for when you're depressed, unless you want like an outlet for that depression stuff. But I mean, there's plenty that is really, really creepy and cool and well done ear candy, you know, great music for Halloween and whatever else. But A lot of these things are creepy pop masterpieces, and you know this album is filled with them as well. So I'm going to talk about Hollywood and the one that started all, Antichrist Superstar. I guess maybe I'll talk about Hollywood first. Okay, so Hollywood has some bangers on it, and I really do. You know, these two albums are both favorites of mine. They're not my top three for Marilyn Manson, but I love these records. And the second track on this record, the third and the fourth, you know, there's so many of these albums have like blocks of songs that I'm just so used to hearing right one another, right after one another, because I've listened to it so much like that. And songs that I like as well because they would come on after, and like even if I didn't like it quite as much, I got used to hearing it. But track 2, 3, and 4, The Love Song, The Fight Song, and Disposable Teens, fucking awesome, great tunes. And the song after that, Target Audience, Narcosis, pretty cool as well. You know, The President is Dead and In the Shadow of the Valley of Death are all right. But I'm a big fan of Crucifixion in Space. And there's this track after that, track, what is it here now? 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, The Nobodies, and 11, The Death Song. I love those two. The Death Song, and The Nobodies. It's really like great. And just a couple tracks after that, you got Born Again, another awesome one. And the album ends with Valentine's Day and The Fall of Adam. Valentine's Day is a favorite of mine. That's a great one. Good, and a great one that's like creepy and cool and all this other stuff, you know, that, like I said, that doesn't always appeal to me, but when they get it right and they really like just have something that is some ugly, sad ear candy, I do sometimes light up. So Antichrist Superstar is the one that really blew up Manson after that cover, Sweet Dreams, opened up the door for them. And I'll actually get into that album too, which wasn't exactly like a normal album and had a lot of remixes from previous records, but that one's cool. This record opens up with Irresponsible Hate Anthem and The Beautiful People. Great tunes. Dried Up Tide and Dead to the World and Tourniquet and Little Horn are all good tunes, but they are like kind of rough to get through. A lot of this record is really rough to get through. It's very heavy and like it can be a bit much. Don't listen to this while you're depressed and, you know, using chainsaws. Crypto Child's one that I really dig from this record. Worm Boy and Mr. Superstar and Angel with the Scab Wings is really great too. Those three are relatively dreary here, there. But all have like upbeat pop kind of hooks and stuff. Mr. Superstar, I think, might be like all upbeat kind of vibe. Antichrist Superstar is a couple tracks later, which is awesome as well. In 1996, I listened to those tunes back to back a bunch. And this album has one of my favorite Marilyn Manson songs of all time, which is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, track 15, The Reflecting God. It is brutal. And, you know, I mean, it has the end hook of this thing is, it's got multiple hooks. It's a really good song. And it goes, when I'm God, everyone dies. Scar, can you feel my power? One shot and the world gets smaller. Scar, can you feel my power? One shot and the world gets smaller. It's dark as fuck, man. But it feels like some supervillain brought to life. And a lot of this music does. And, you know, the juxtaposition of good and evil, and this is this evil thing kind of meant to bring out insight and enlightenment through it. You know, the Marilyn Manson's lyrics are very interesting. His wordplay and things that he brings out. You know, there's a song on Golden Age of Grotesque that I love, that has a great hook that goes, you know, this isn't music and we're not a band. We're five middle fingers on a motherfucking hand. And that was just so like the idea of rock music on display. You know, fuck you. This sounds good to us, and we're gonna try some stuff that's a little different and whatever else. And the experimental nature of rock music, you know, rock music doesn't play it safe. That's what I love about rock music and punk rock music, and you know, anybody that isn't playing it safe, that's what I want to hear. The safe thing, you know, I think kind of anybody can write a good ballad. It's harder to write a great upbeat rock song, write an upbeat song that shapes the world. The upbeat ones are the more challenging ones, but like everybody can go, ah, my dog died and my sister's really mad at me. You know, I really, as a songwriter, I find those songs kind of like dime a dozen, and especially like love songs and blah, blah, blah. You know, it takes something to put something more into the music so that it could take on a life of its own. And you know, when the stuff's more experimental, I find as well, it sort of almost has like a larger and more interesting reach, where who is this going to speak to tends to, you know, we always have this stupid idea of what the fan base for any given group is going to look like, but you'd be surprised, you know. And I've seen it for more than just my father. You know, he's growing up, you know, he's the singer for Twisted Sister. You know, just like in comics, the fan base for comics, the fan base for everything is just so much more diverse and interesting than you'd ever imagine. And the more interesting things that are put out, you know, interesting bands have interesting audiences, and Marilyn Manson is no different than that. And I consider myself an interesting member of that audience. So I mean, The Reflecting God, I mean, it's one of my favorite Marilyn Manson songs of all time. Dope Hat, The Reflecting God, Get Your Gun. Oof. I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me. And, oh, I'm not sure. It's too hard. I love him. I love Marilyn Manson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I got to interview him back in the day when I was on MTV2. And like most of the people I interviewed were like, because I had a band too, and most of the guys that came in were kind of like my peers, if you would. I mean, like, I don't mean to be a dick. But like, you know, they were about my age and like been making music for about the same amount of time. But some of the people I got to interview, and it was a small handful, were people who I really like admired and looked up to. And Marilyn Manson was one of them. And he actually was in the dressing room right next to me with no top on it while I was confessing my love of Marilyn Manson and their first album, Portrait of American Family. And just like, oh my God, how excited I was, all these things. And there's no ceiling. So he heard everything that I said as I gushed to her. And Manson's kind of like classically known for being kind of a jerk for everybody. And except for pantomiming a spunk into my face, he was very polite to me because he definitely knew that I was a really big fan of Manson. And you know, I'm sorry for those of you people who are out there going like, when is he gonna like tell me like information about Manson? Like, that's not me. It's not what I do. I don't really give a shit about Manson and his personal life, whatever. Like, I'm a music guy. I listen to music. I make music, and I'm always looking to absorb wonderful music. So this show is all about just trying to like give you like as much access to the best of every band that I've ever been able to get my hands on that I think really has a lot to offer you. And I'm going to continue to do that throughout the next few years. And I think I'm going to bring in some people too to help me with their favorite bands as well, because at a certain point I'm gonna start to run out of bands that I think personally are like, you know, worthy of the dissection and introspection. But Marilyn Manson definitely has some stuff to offer you. And as I said, or I didn't quite say this yet, but if you like all of these records, the more recent record, We Are Chaos, Heaven Upside Down, and especially The Pale Emperor were all pretty cool. I'm not a super big fan of Born Villain or The High End of Low. Did I save anything from Born Villain? I didn't save anything from it. The High End of Low, there's a song called Arma Goddamn Motherfucking Geddon that I just think is kind of stupid. I saved that one. But it's kind of like just like the worst of the poppy Marilyn Manson songs, but it appealed to me in its simplicity. Eat Me, Drink Me is, I really, really was not a fan of that record at the time when it came out. And I do remember listening to The High End of Low. Like I said, I saved one of those things, but I just caught up on Born Villain, Pale Emperor, all these things. They're all right. So Smells Like Children is the one that came out in 1995. This is kind of the first hit for Manson because it's the one that's got, Sweet Dreams on it, as well as I Put a Spell on You, which was kind of a follow-up single for the radio stations that were really having a lot of success with that single when it first came out. Because the rest of the stuff on here isn't exactly like good for the radio. I like a lot of it. Some of it's really weird. You know, Diary of a Dope Fiend is like a play on that Dope Hat song that I really love, but it's a bit of a different, you know, kind of vibe, like electronica kind of song. What's on here that's kind of cool though? Everlasting Cocksucker remix version of, what is it a remix version of? It's a remix version of, is it Cake and Sodomy or? Oh, yeah, this is just like a really cool tune with Charlie Clouser on it. It's a really, again, like a lot of these things on this record are very electronic and kind of cool, which while I'm thinking of it, another song that's really electronic and cool from Manson from later on, but he was one of the guys who was on that great Spawn motion picture soundtrack, which was filled with all these heavy metal industrial bands collaborating with electronica bands. And there's a song called The Long Hard Road Out of Hell by Marilyn Manson and I forget who the collaborator is, but that's a great one. That's worth seeking out. Also on this record is a song called Dance of the Dope Hats, which is another remix of the Dope Hat, which is my favorite song on Portrait of an American Family. Sorry, I'm just getting the names mixed up. Dope Hat is, like I said, one of my favorite songs. This remix is super dope. It's not actually as good as the simplicity of the great fucking song that is Dope Hat, but it's awesome. There's another song on here that's really, really good called Rock and Roll Nigger. It's really great. Forgive me for reading the title as is and not censoring myself, but that's the title, and I think it's juvenile to censor things when it's, you know, it's not. You know, you can say fuck and you can be like, fuck you, fuck you. I shouldn't say fuck you, but you can say fuck. Fuck is, you know, it's just a word. Anyway, the song filled with some of that, just a word. But great tune. Really good one. Another good one, though, that probably wasn't exactly going to get on the radio. And these remixes, some of them were pretty cool, man. You know, especially that Dance of the Dope Hats in particular is really, really cool. And that Everlasting Cocksucker remix version thing or whatever. I've never heard the original. Very cool. But this song kind of made them famous. This was like the classic him with the top hat thing on and making the face and the Smells Like Children bit. And that really, really did launch Marilyn Manson's career, that album at the time. And for me, that album was the one that there was like all this hoopla about. And I was hearing the track everywhere. And I went to find that, couldn't find it. And instead happened upon Portrait of American Family. And I have been a lifelong fan of Marilyn Manson ever since. And yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, like, what else can I say? Live performances, like, you want a cool show and whatever else. And I mean, like, if you didn't think I was talking long enough about how many good songs there are, there's some good stuff there waiting for you to find for Marilyn Manson, especially if you just are looking for some cool theatrical kind of stuff. I recommend it so much.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyway, I hope that you've all come to understand why all of the mainstream people's favorite bands suck and who one of your new favorite bands should be. This is Jesse Blaze Snyder saying, it's not your fault. You have terrible taste in music. All Your Favorite Bands Suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. If you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV and how they keep fucking it up. You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Enjoy one of my best songs I've ever written, as far as I'm concerned. I wrote it when I was 17, completely inspired by Marilyn Manson and Dope Hat. It's called Juggernaut, from my old band, Baptized by Fire. Love you guys. Thanks again for joining me. Peace.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and you ain't getting out without messing your face. Stick around for a while, have a nice pace. If you like it, you're in the right place. Juggernaut.
juggernaut.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big.